Embarrassed, Anne looks away, and I can't help feeling sorry for her. "Oh, this wants sugar," Bridget says, holding out her teacup like a queen. She's taking us for all we're worth, but she has information we need, so I'm back with the sugar bowl, and we wait till she's stirred two lumps in. "I admit I wasn't feeling charitably toward Miss Sarah that day, but I go to bring her a breakfast on a tray and find her not in bed where she should be, but down on the floor, crouched low like an animal, talking to Mary. They was having harsh words. I hear Mary saying, 'Oh no, Sarah, we can't do that, we can't.' And Sarah says something about, 'That's easy enough for you to say. You want to go off and leave me.' And Mary started in crying, soft, and Sarah wrapped her in her arms and kissed her, bold as you please. Well, I about fell out right there, I can tell you. 'We'll be together, Mary, always.' And then she said something else. I couldn't tell what exactly, but something about sacrifice. Sarah says, 'This is what it wants, Mary, what it demands. It's the only way.' And that's when Mary grabbed her and said, 'It's murder, Sarah.' That's what she said. Murder. Makes my blood run cold all over again just thinking about it." Anne's chewing on her fingernails. Felicity takes hold of my hand, and I can feel how her skin's gone cold. Bridget glances over her shoulder in the direction of the door to make sure we're alone. "Well, I must have made a sound or something. Sarah was up quick as you please, with murder in her eyes. Pushed me up against the wall, she did. Looked me in the face. Cold eyes, she had. Eyes without a soul. She said, 'Snooping, Bridget?' I says, 'No, miss. Only brung you your tray, like missus said to do. Because I was scared to my bones, I don't mind saying. There was something not right going on.'" We're all holding our breath, waiting. Bridget leans in to orders. "She had one of them hex dollies. A ragged poppet, like the kind them little gypsy rats carry round, and she brings it to my face. She says, 'Bridget, do you know what happens to snoops and traitors? They're punished.' And then she yanked a lock of hair clean out of my head and wrapped it round the poppet tight. 'Keep your mouth shut,' she warned me, 'or next time.' Well, I never run so fast in all my life. Stayed in the kitchen all day long, I did. And a few days later, them girls was dead. And I can't say as I was sorry about it, though it were a shame about poor Mrs. Spence." Bridget makes the sign of the cross over herself quickly. "I knew they'd come to no good, the two of them with their secrets and running off to visit that Mother Elena when the gypsies came through." Bridget doesn't miss the nudge and gives my arm with her elbow. I know all about trips to Mother Elena. Old Bridget weren't born last Sunday. Best stay away from her. She's not right in the head, always nattering on about something or other. I hope you girls ain't getting mixed up in anything of that sort." She gives us a flinty stare. I practically drop the sugar bowl that's still in my hands. "Of course not," Felicity says, putting the haughtiness back in her voice. She's gotten what she wants from Bridget, so there's not much point indulging her, as far as she's concerned. "I should hope not. Don't want you to start putting on airs, taking fancy names like they did. Thought they was duchesses or some such. Sarah making me call her... what was it now?" She stops, thinks, shakes it off. "Well, there's the steel trap of the mind sprung open again. Was right on the tip of my tongue, too. But if I ever find the likes of you two doing that gypsy hocus pocus, I'll haul you down to church by your ears and leave you there for a week. You see if I don't." She gulps the last of her tea down quick. "Oh, now, who's enough of a love to get her poor Bridget another cuppa?" After bringing Bridget more tea and promising to go straight to bed, we detour into the great hall. The other girls have all trundled off to bed. Two maids tend quietly to their duties in the large room, turning down the lamps till the white of their aprons are the only things we can see of them, and then they too are gone. The fires are fading to a glow. They flicker and smoke, casting shadows that seem to make the marble columns come alive. "We've been reading the diary of a dead woman," Felicity shudders, There's something terribly creepy about that. Do you suppose, Anne says, that any of what Mary wrote could be true? The supernatural part? With a loud crack, the fireplace gives off a sudden spark, making us jump. We need to see Mother Elena, Felicity announces. No, absolutely not. Let's draw the curtains and stay in, warm and safe, away from the uncertain woods. Do you mean go to the gypsy camp? Tonight? By ourselves? Anne says. I can't tell whether she's panicked or thrilled by this prospect. Yes, tonight. You know how the gypsies are. They never stay for long. By tomorrow they could be gone for the winter. It has to be tonight. What about... I almost say Ital's name, but stop myself. Felicity's eyes are a warning. What about what? Anne asks, puzzled. The men, I say, speaking deliberately to Felicity. There are men in the camp. How will we make certain we're safe? The men, Anne repeats solemnly. Men. How one small word could have so much current running through it. Felicity matches my tone, sending me her coded message. I'm sure we can handle the men. You know how those gypsies make up all sorts of lies. We'll just laugh along with them. I don't think we should go, Anne says. Not without an escort. Oh, I agree, Felicity mocks. Why don't you go in right now and ask Bridget to accompany us on a midnight run to the gypsies? I'm sure she'd be most obliging. I'm quite serious. Stay here, then. Anne immediately bites at a ragged fingernail, and Felicity puts an arm around her. Look, there are three of us. We shall be each other's chaperones, and protectors if need be, though I suspect any fears of being ravaged are just wishful thinking on both your parts. Anne, I believe we've been insulted, I say, putting my arm around her too. There's an excitement in the air I can almost taste, a sense of purpose I've never felt before, and I want more of it. Are you saying we're not ravage-worthy? Felicity grins so wide her whole face comes to life. Let's find out.